Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Pod Sauce, guys. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
This is your podcast discovery show.
Listen, there's so much to listen to out there. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm like, oh, that person got a podcast, and that person got a podcast.
3 million podcasts out
there. There's a lot of podcasts.
Fido has a podcast.
Dude, and no one knows what to listen to. I feel like that's the struggle that everyone is going through, is like, no one knows what to listen to because we're overwhelmed with the amount of content
for sure
being posted daily across all the different podcast platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we come in, because we are the ones listening to the different podcasts. We're listening to the things that you guys are recommending, that
yeah.
these podcast hosts are coming in and telling us about. And then we're just kind of hand-delivering it to you.
It's so funny because I was like, I'm going to focus more so on acting and just really take a break from, you know, the hosted space. I mean, with hosts like Kevin Hart and The Rock, Jamie Foxx, you know, out here, there really was no room for me anyways. But when my agents called me and talked to me about Pod Sauce, I was like, yo, that sounds dope. But
you know what our number one thing I heard was like,
and
what
no
do you
one
mean?
Thought
no
about
one's
that?
Done this before?
Right. That's what I was yeah. like, sorry, I just keep, just keep abusing the hell out of you.
Beat me over here.
But yes, that's my amen corner. Yes, like I was like, no one thought about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be able to give you guys the scoop, the tea on the podcast that you should be listening to expose you to different podcasts that you might not have thought of.
And I get a lot of thank you texts from
yeah.
people like, hey, I had never checked out the podcast that you recommended a couple weeks ago. Thank you. I love this. My brother-in-law has been listening to What Was That Like?
Mm.
And every like Friday I see him, he's like, oh, did you listen to this episode? Did you listen to this?
Yeah.
There was apparently an episode about someone eating their own foot.
No, thank you. Where I was going with my train of thought was, it's a joy to be able to, outside of that random fact, it's a joy to be able to do this show for you guys and with you, Dax.
Oh, so, thanks, Leash.
You know, thank you guys so much for joining because you make this show possible and you make this show happen. So with that, you had an opportunity to speak to Coach Steve Kerr, yes?
Yeah, I'm not just coach, legend. Legend Steve Kerr.
I was going to do that, but since I wasn't invited to the interview, I wasn't going to add that much sauce.
Listen, you could have come down. I was just hanging out in my office.
Listen.
Notice how I like made the office look really good too. I've got like the trophies,
I
the belt
thing.
I'm like, I need to look like I'm somewhat professional,
you know,
in front
I
of this
saw
guy.
It, I was like, knock it off, Dax. Because whenever we do our conference calls, it's never like that. Dax is there eating his yogurt, looking at us like, what do y'all want?
So. I'm just like, this guy has so many championship
yeah.
rings, you know. I don't know. It's not every day you get to interview such a big
for
deal
sure.
in the sports world.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the most interesting things about him,
mm-hmm.
he was in the podcasting game. And I'm not saying hosting, but he was doing podcasts way back in like
when
2013, 2014.
Yeah.
That was like before the podcast craze hit. And so I wanted to ask him about that, because you really have to be kind of ahead of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Someone calls you up and says, I want to do a podcast. Back then, you'd have been like, I'm not going to waste
my
time.
Kerr has the accolades to prove that man has been about that
yeah.
life. So, you know, and again, you avid listeners to the show know that I know nothing about sports. I know exactly who Coach Kerr is.
Yep.
So, you know, you guys definitely want to check that interview out. But before we get there, you have an odd pod.
I've got a great odd pod for this
Wait,
week.
Wait, is it great because
Big
it's good?
Shout out to Ange for this one.
Is it good, Ange?
It is such like when I say Odd Pod, okay, it is the definition of Odd Pod.
Shoot.
Okay, so the Odd Pod for this week is called The Walking Podcast, okay? It is by John Mahulam. I don't know if I said his last name right.
You did
Sorry,
your best.
Sorry, John.
You did your best.
But in... This is so crazy.
What?
The podcast is literally him walking. He takes his microphone, he straps it on. I don't even know what he's doing, but he like straps the microphone. You hear him close the door and just go on a hike.
Spectacular.
And it's just him, like, no joke, just kind of like.
So is it that, is it ASR? What's that?
ASMR?
ASMR, is that what it is?
I guess kind of, but it's him walking through the woods. The episode I listened to was called Step Into Liquid, which was a rainy, it was pouring rain out that day.
Ooh.
And it's him just sloshing through the water and you hear the rain coming down.
That had to be calming though.
So here's the thing. I thought, I kind of laughed at the premise of this.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes into the podcast, I'm like, why am I still
You're
listening
still
to this?
You're still listening to this?
Yes. And I think because it's soothing, it's calming. I was stuck in LA traffic listening to some dude swash through the water. Dolphins made an appearance in one of his podcasts.
Nothing
He's walking. Dolphins go splashing and he never talks.
Yeah.
But in that episode, he was like, hey, look, there's dolphins. Oh, my God, there's dolphins.
Oh.
Like, I need to tell my wife. So, like, literally no talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one episode I haven't listened to, but it sounds really funny. It says, a bad case of the downhill giggles.
Oh, my That's gosh. Literally- My gosh.
That's literally the title of the episode.
I'm a sucker for a clickbait title on an episode. I'm a sucker for it.
But I'm telling you, I went in just being like, oh, this is so silly, and left being like, all right, well, it kind of sounds like turning on your radio or not your music, your alarm clock to like,
white
the nature
noise.
Sounds.
Good white noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently it's working. There's a lot of already reviews on it. One of the funny reviews, because I was like, I like to check out reviews. I think it's just funny to see what people say. And one of the reviews is like, I really love this podcast, but I wish John wouldn't stomp so hard when he walks. I'm like, it's a walking podcast.
It's called walking.
Like, that's what you signed up for, to listen to someone walk. Now you can't be mad.
If he's heavy-footed, let the man be heavy-footed, okay? Let the man be heavy-footed on his podcast. Walking, anyway. You say?
So that is my Odd Pod pick of the week, The Walking Podcast.
You guys go to podsauce.com if you want to get more information on The Walking Podcast.
The Walking.
Dax's Odd Pod pick of the week. While you're there, venture over to that particular episode. I think we should put that.
Yeah, the liquid one. I don't remember the exact name. Trenching through liquid or whatever.
Don't act like you don't know it now. We'll listen to all 45 minutes of it.
Don't do that. I almost fell asleep in the middle of it, which was amazing. Check that out. And you can check out my full interview with Steve Kerr, but that is coming up a little bit later in the show.
And while you're there, sign up so you can get our newsletter so you can stay abreast on all the things that we got afoot. See what I did there?
Look at all the body parts you're just throwing out.
A foot abreast of the things we got afoot.
And make sure you follow us on social media as well, at The Pod Sauce. But we will be right back. Look at that.
This is Pod Sauce,
right
guys.
Back. Like old school.
We're back in 2 and 2.
Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Ritchie.
And it's time, Alicia.
I had to do that.
It's time for you to show the people what you got.
It's time for me to break it down so it can forever be broken. I think you're going to like my pick.
Yeah?
Let me pull up my card.
This is your time to shine, to show what you got.
She is shining. Okay? So it's so funny. It's kind of reminiscent of the podcast that you talked about that, what was that like?
Mm-hmm.
This is called This Is Actually Happening.
Okay.
Posted by Whit Misseldine. I did my best. Unlike Dax, I'm not going to make apologies. I'm just going to say I did my best. So I'm going to read it from here just so you can get it, and then I'll talk to you about the episode that I listened to. What if your mother left to follow a cult? This is actually happening. Or you woke up in a morgue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got me.
I'm going to get to that because...
Do you know, no one's checking pulses these days? Like, what's happening?
What are we doing, guys?
They're just send them to the morgue. They haven't moved in 20 minutes.
Oh. So we're still sticking just mirrors under people's noses and seeing if it fogs up?
There's sometimes that I've slept pretty hard, too. I don't want to wake up in the morgue.
Listen, if Denise puts you in there early, I'm going to know. Girl, you've been planning that, girl. Knock it off. or if your boat got caught in a storm and began to sink, what would you do? So This Is Actually Happening brings you extraordinary true tales of life-changing events as told by the people who lived through them. from a man who finds out a celebrity crush isn't who she seems, to a woman stranded in the Mexican desert fighting to survive. These stories will have you on the edge of your seat waiting to hear what happens next.
You got my attention with this one.
They bring you in the world.
I love these kind of stories, survival stories.
Yeah.
And I get the title now, like, you're in the moment and you're going,
this is actually happening to me.
And
she says that too. It's so funny. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But yes, I didn't even put the two and two together until you said that. Because when I look at shows and movies, and oftentimes the title of those shows and movies, someone says it in the course of the episode. She found herself saying, this is actually happening to me. Like, how is this? You start your day off one way, and then your day transpires and unfolds in a completely different direction that is beyond your understanding, where you find yourself saying, this is actually happening. So you guys, that is my pick of the week, hosted by Whit Mistledine. Again, I did my best. Respectfully, check it out. I think you'll like it.
Well, great. Now, what am I going to have for my pick next week?
Nothing.
Angie, in the rule book, does it say if she does a pick and then I like it, I'm allowed to bring the pick back for a second try? Like, no. Okay.
You can.
Well, that was a good one, Leash. That was a good one.
Thanks.
I wrote that one down after you basically said the title and gave me one little interject. The more got me. I was like, let's do this.
I have been trash for like 3 episodes, and I have to say, but I have to stick with it because that's the beautiful thing about Paw Sauce, because you guys are discovering new podcasts. We are discovering new podcasts, and we don't always necessarily discover the best of the crop.
Yes.
There's
and
3 million podcasts out there.
Feel free to tweet me a great suggestion so that I can beat Alicia in our podcast pick of the week.
That's called cheating, you know.
Focus on what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Feel free to tweet me directly. Don't copy her on it.
Tim's laughing.
Directly to me. I will give you credit in the show.
Oh, gosh.
Just like I give Doug all the credits he needs. You got me, guys.
That's okay, because I will do what we women do best. I'll figure it out. For sisterhood. For all my ladies out there that listen to us, we will figure it out. So you go ahead with your cheat sheet, good sir.
Listen, and if you've missed anything that we've talked about so far, head over to podsauce.com. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. That is the easiest way that you can be kept abreast on all the podcasts we talk about, the videos we're releasing, everything.
Everything. So, we got a foot. We got a foot. You got to tie it in.
So ridiculous.
Don't go anywhere, guys. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. Dee, you had an opportunity to sit down with Coach Kerr.
I did.
The legendary Coach Kerr.
Thank you for properly putting it out.
I fixed it.
Giving him his credits.
I give people their things.
So, yeah, got to sit down with Steve Kerr. Obviously, a lot of people know him, legendary Bulls player, but now, obviously, coach of the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. But he has been doing podcasts for years and years and years. He's deep into the podcasting world. So I got to sit down, talk to him, talk about podcasts that he's enjoying. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to waste my time talking here. Let's listen directly to him. So I'm going to throw it over to myself.
Kick it to you, Dax. Dax, take it away.
Coach, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, I have been so excited to have you on. And I would say the main reason is because number one, I'm a fan, but because we are a podcast discovery show, you know, I was going through your resume and I was looking at stuff online, and come to find out, you have been doing podcasting and the podcasting game for years before it was even the cool thing to do. Because I went back and I saw this. You did a podcast called Awful Announcing Podcast back in 2013. Is that correct?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I mean, it wasn't my podcast. I guess correct. I was a guest on it. So, but that's a long time ago.
That was before the cereal craze, before really people kind of came to find out what a podcast was. So I was so impressed to see that you jumped on the podcasting game before anyone else. What was the first podcast you remember doing?
Maybe the Bill Simmons podcast. Bill and I have known each other for a long time. And when I was in the TV world working for TNT, and he was working for ESPN, you know, we would cross paths quite a bit. And, he asked me to be on the show, and I went on it, and I ended up going on it four or five times just as a, you know, NBA observer. And so after I left the TV world and became the Warriors coach, I continued to do his show. I don't know, maybe once every couple of years. I've probably done, since I've been Warriors coach, I've probably done it like three times.
Have you ever really thought about doing your own podcast? Has that been something that you're interested in? I know you're a busy guy, but is that something you'd ever, you know, dabble in?
So last year during the pandemic, Pete Carroll and I actually did a podcast.
Oh, really?
And we did 10 episodes. It was called The Flying Coach. Or not The Flying Coach. It was called Flying Coach. Pete and I talked about coaching and leadership, and it was on the Ringer site through Bill Simmons. Pete and I were trying to figure out a way to talk about important issues and raise money for our respective charities and keep busy during the pandemic, because both of our seasons were basically shut down. And I think we ended up doing about 10 episodes, and it was really fun. We had great guests and a lot of interesting conversations. So, yeah, so check it out. It's in the archives.
Well, would you ever do it again, or is it kind of like a one and done thing? You're out of podcasting, or hey, if I find another great co-host or another great topic, you're open.
I could see doing it down the road after I'm done coaching. You know, I wouldn't have done this in the summer of a normal NBA season, you know, after the season before the next one. This was specifically a pandemic project. You know, we had all this time and we didn't really have a lot to do. And we were just kind of putting our heads together, trying to figure out what we could do that was maybe productive, that could maybe, you know, help some young coaches out there and give some people an idea of how we viewed leadership. So it was a lot of fun. We raised a bunch of money for the Warriors Foundation, for the Seahawks Foundation. And it was a lot of fun. We had some great guests. We had Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, Dave Roberts, Michael Lewis, the author, came on. He was fantastic. So we had a really good time with it.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, obviously everyone, if you were going to do another podcast, everyone would just expect, oh, it's going to be basketball, it's going to be coaching. If you chose a completely different topic that maybe is just a passion of yours that maybe people don't know about. I mean, I've talked to people, they're like, I'd do a fly fishing podcast. I mean, right. Who knows what it is? What would that other topic be? Because I always find that a fascinating answer from people.
That's a great question. I love golf. I could talk golf. I love baseball. I could definitely talk baseball. I love to cook. I would need a little more knowledge, but I would love to do like something on cooking. I think just kind of, you know, social awareness. I think we're in such a really interesting, scary place in our country right now. And I think there's some really interesting topics to kind of explore with some cool guests. If you just think of, you know, American society, you know, modern current events, modern American society, what's going on with everything. I think that'd be a really interesting one.
So, you know, I was looking, you know, just kind of checking the charts on the different platforms, and I saw this podcast called Beyond 28. And I know that you are very outspoken on social issues, and this podcast is all about seeking to celebrate and honor the Black community beyond the 28 days of February, which is Black History Month. And it is put on by the Golden State Warriors and Chase Bank. And I just thought, do you have some hand in this? Because it has your name written all over it, but I just wanted to see if you had anything to do with this podcast.
I had no hand in it whatsoever. I was just invited.
Shocked.
Yeah, no, I was invited to be on it. And so I was honored to be a guest. And Mike Brown and I were guests together, and it was really fun. But I think it's great. It's a great project and something, you know, Charles Barkley always jokes about Black History Month. He's like, of course they picked the shortest month to celebrate Black History Month, you know? And so I think there's a, you know, like all great humor, there's an element of truth in that, you know, and the point that I think Charles makes, which is beyond the joke itself, is it's so we take literally 28 days and talk about this. We should be talking about this stuff year round, you know, and there is a huge section of African American history that none of us really learned in school, you know, that we should have learned. And so it's a very interesting dynamic of how we sort of protect ourselves, you know, white America, we protect ourselves. We don't want to feel terrible about all the, you know, excuse my language, about all the bullshit that we've done in our country to Black people. And so we tend to use Black History Month as a chance to celebrate, you know, Black people and achievements and but there's a part of this where we need to flip the script too and remind ourselves we were responsible. You know, for example, Jackie Robinson, we celebrate him as first African American baseball player to break the color barrier, which is fantastic. We need to remember why we have to celebrate that, because we didn't let Black people play baseball for, you know, decades and decades. That's messed up, you know. And so part of this podcast, the Beyond 28, I think, is to discuss topics like that, like to go deeper than, hey, you know, Martin Luther King was, you know, an amazing guy, and here are some great quotes of his. It's like, no, we got to look deeper into our.
Yeah, it should make you feel uncomfortable.
Should. Absolutely. It should.
That, and I think that is, you know, the best thing about that podcast. And my co-host Alicia, she's not here, but I can hear her right now in my ear going, yeah, white boys, I like this. Keep going. You go, white boys. Listen to us talk about this now. You know, and obviously we are a podcast discovery show, so I have to get into what podcasts are you listening to? Is there anything that you could recommend to our viewers, our listeners out there, something that you like, that you enjoy, that you think they could take something away from?
For sure. For sure. My favorite right now is Smartless. I don't know if you've listened to it, but fantastic. They have amazing guests. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, the three of them together are hilarious. It's kind of the perfect blend of humor and poignant commentary with amazing guests. The last couple have been Jon Stewart and Ken Burns. And I find myself listening to these podcasts and then taking notes and possibly incorporating some of the things I learn into coaching each day. It might be a comment, it might be a quote. The Ken Burns one was incredible. And but I just love the context of really, really great humor and interesting social issues all blended into one. It's perfect.
And I mean, they're getting the biggest stars on the planet to stop by. Yeah. I don't know if you've listened to the George Clooney episode, but I highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't, because it is a glimpse into Clooney's life unlike anything I've ever heard before. Clooney's not normally that open with, you know, reporters or interviewers. And you get to hear what it's like to be George Clooney and live in Italy and, you know, have your life under a microscope. And I just thought, This is what podcasting is all about. You get the real human side of someone so famous, and Smartless is killing it.
Yeah, they're crushing it. And those guys are great together. They're obviously really good friends, and they just, you know, they just make fun of each other the whole time. But I love the show. It's you know, I have about a half hour commute into my office each day and to Chase, and so it's kind of perfect. I listen to the first half on the way in and the back half on the way home, and look forward to that show every week. And I listen to others too, but right now that I would say that's my favorite.
That's so funny you say that, because I was literally going to ask, my next question was going to be, when do you have time to listen to podcasts? Because you are so busy. And so there it is. You're listening on your two car drives. Do you listen on planes? Do you listen anywhere else, or it's strictly on your drive into work?
Almost always in my car, because it's, you know, it's an hour a day, and it's kind of perfect. Usually when I'm on a plane, I'm listening to music. I'm watching game tape. I'm reading a book. So I don't often listen to podcasts on the plane, but it's a car ride thing for me.
I love. And one last question before I let you go. I know you're busy. If you looked around at your entire team, who do you feel like could have the best podcast?
Andre.
Andre?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you think his podcast would be about?
Anything he wanted.
Just get on a microphone and talk, man.
Give him the mic. He's he's just got this really interesting, diverse personality, background, education. He's really aware of what's happening politically, socially. He's knee deep in the tech world in Silicon Valley. He's an NBA historian. He asked me about the Bulls back in the day because he grew up watching those teams. He can talk about Steve Jobs or Michael Jordan in either, you know, just comfortably either way. And he's also just got a wicked, sarcastic sense of humor. So he'd be great.
I love it. How do I get that microphone in his hand?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate your time. This was obviously a huge opportunity for us to talk to someone that not necessarily has a podcast at this moment, but loves podcasting. You've been around it for a very long time. So I love hearing your recommendations and things that, you know, that you're shouting out to people. So awesome. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Big thanks to Steve Kerr for chatting with us for a little bit. We got so much more coming up. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I am Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee. This is your podcast discovery show.
It is. And it's already over. This is our last segment already.
We're in the final stretch.
How does the show fly by so fast?
Because we're having fun. We're out here doing good things. We're promoting other people. We're promoting other podcasts. Don't mind if we do. Talking to each other. When you said big stars, you mean each other? Get into it.
Oprah Jason.
They better know. So I love this segment called, this is actually probably one of Dax's favorite segments because, you know, longtime listeners of the show, you guys know Dax likes to be in and be out with his podcast.
Me short and funny. Get in and get out.
So this is a segment we like to call Dun-a-da-day.
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 Dun-a-da-day. No.
We practiced it so many times that I knew I was gonna screw it up.
You had one job. Dun 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 dun. Dun in a day.
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 Hey.
Day. Dun in a day. What? I just want you to
just God.
Moving right along.
Just get to the meat. I'm ready for this good dun in a day.
This one is called Mystery Show. The host is Starly Kind. Now, I haven't listened to this podcast yet, so pardon me, guys. I had other podcasts that I had to listen to. The kid can only do so much. 6 episodes between 25 minutes.
Oh, good. That 25 minutes? Yes.
You didn't even let me finish. Some are an hour.
No.
Your favorite TV show these days runs an hour. It doesn't go over an hour. You can swing it.
Tell me what shows I'm watching right now, because Daddy don't have time.
Fair.
I got kids.
Fair. Very fair. So each episode, Kind solves a minor mystery which cannot be solved with search engines alone. It was declared the best podcast by iTunes in 2015. So they have some credentials to back it up. Now, a podcast all about mystery. So all my sleuths out there, this is for you, kid. Case one, just to give you an example. Video store. Laura rents a video. When she tries to return it the next day, the video store is gone. I'm looking at you, Blockbuster. Gone.
Just in one day, vanished.
Case number two, Britney. This is right up your alley. You're all things Britney Spears.
We're talking Britney Spears? Not just...
I didn't get you just on
not just Britney?
It's Britney, bitch. Who else is Britney? Who else?
In all honesty, I'm a little fatigued on Britney stories.
Really?
It's like...
But
it's only so much you can talk about with Britney.
Okay, well, let me read this one. An author of a poorly selling self-help tome stumbles upon an old photo of Britney Spears holding her book. Kind sets off to find out what Spears thought of it and how she got her hands on it in the first place. I didn't say that it was a good show. I just said It was a mystery show all about...
I'm just saying you could be done quickly with all, it is all you're
saying. All about little life's mysteries. Mystery show is our done in a day. Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
Done in a day.
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 Done in a day.
The best is I can see the lights on the cameras going back and forth.
Oh, they're trying to help you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. Three times. Give it to me. My guy. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, guys, if you have missed any of this wildness, head on over to podsauce.com. You can there watch the show. You can check out any of our picks. Check out Alicia. Listen, if you're just tuning in right now, go check out Alicia's pick from today. I thought it was awesome.
I did you justice.
There'll be a link there. You can check out any of the picks that I've presented to you all as well.
Yes, yes. And more inside scoop on the Steve Kerr interview,
yes,
because you definitely want to get all of that. Get our newsletter because Dax is out here handing them out to you guys. You know, he likes to hand deliver our newsletter.
And we got exclusive content, full interviews that sometimes we have to cut it down for...
time's sake.
Yeah, time's sake. But we have some amazing interviews where if you want to watch the full version, also you can find that on podsauce.com. Make sure you follow us on social media at the podsauce. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTubes.
The tubes.
Tubes. I am at Dax Holt.
And I am at I am Alicia Renee. Until next time, thank you all so much for joining and be good to yourselves. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.